What's up, everyone? This is the Teddy Eakman Podcast. On today's topic, Disney Plus. Speaking of which, has anyone been catching up lately on that new Mandalorian season finale? Bruh. Spoiler. If you haven't catched up on the series, make sure you have Disney Plus and catch up on it, bruh. Because I am not finna tell you if you've never seen the series. If you never seen the series or the season, go make sure you go on Disney Plus and catch up, bruh. Make sure, bruh. Make sure. Because you're missing a lot. You are basically missing a lot. But however, for the folks that have seen the series, I tell you the whole highlight moments from episode 1 to episode 8 of season 2. Bruh. Hands down. This season is the best. This season is the best. Mandalorian has been going enough to protect this child, aka Baby Yoda. They went through some hindrance with some frog lady and her eggs from Tatooine and some kind of spider-like creature. And man, it was crazy in the beginning of this season. It was actually crazy, man. The Jedi. You couldn't believe who was the Jedi, man. Guest star, Cory Booker's woman, Rosario Dawson. She's been in the acting game ever since. Yeah. And she played as Ahsoka Katano. Best role ever for this girl. This woman. Best role ever. And there's no disrespect to the actress or the voice actress that portray Ahsoka Tano. She is good at voice acting. But Rosario Dawson, you did an excellent, phenomenal job portraying as Ahsoka Katana. And plus, you look like Ahsoka Katana. No lie, you do. No lie. She did good on that episode. Or the entire season. Well, she was not the only one that returned or made a first appearance in The Mandalorian. She wasn't the only one, but we'll get to that in a minute. I'm reading episodes on the Wikipedia page. I'm trying to memorize it too. Who else was on there? Oh yeah, Moff Gideon. What's his name? He portrayed Moff Gideon. Jill, what's his name? Jill Carlo or something. The dude from Do the Right Thing, he was on there too. He's a good actor too. Definitely a good actor. For sure. He portrayed as Moff Gideon from season 1 and then returned for season 2. He had some kind of, what's it called? Them little dark troopers. He had some dark troopers on there. They were a beast. I'm trying to explain it to y'all, but I already seen the season. It was good. They had They had Bubba on there. Bubba Fett. They had Bubba Fett on there. They had, what's that girl at? Where's that girl? Where's that damn chick at? I forgot her name. Bo-Katan? The three Mandalorians that rescued the child. They were on there as well. Yeah, they were on there. It was a good season, though. It was a good season. And then the season finale, they had, before the Dark Troopers were able to, they had everybody in some kind of room together. I thought the Dark Troopers were going to go in there and guns blazing on the Mandalorian and everybody else. And might have killed Moff Gideon. I don't think they would have killed Moff Gideon, but thank God a mysterious Jedi came in there. It wasn't Ahsoka. I thought it was Ahsoka. I thought it was my girl. But apparently it was Luke Skywalker. It says it on here. The Dark Troopers fly back into the ship, but are all destroyed by Luke Skywalker, a Jedi that Goku, the Baby Yoda contacted on Tython. The Mandalorian gives Goku permission to go with Skywalker and R2-D2 to complete his training. Later, Fett and nah. They got all the information on Wikipedia, man. I try to explain it to you, but it's hard for me, bro. It's hard for me to explain stuff, but the series was good though. They have it on Rotten Tomatoes, reported on 94% approval rating. It was really good. What was season one's then? What was the Rotten Tomatoes score for season one? 93. Dang. For real? Yeah. If you haven't catched up on the Mandalorian series or the season two itself, make sure you go over there and catch it up, bro. Because you're missing out, man. You're missing out. You are absolutely missing out. All right, y'all. Who has Disney Plus? Because I know I got Disney Plus and I'm paying for it. My sister has Disney Plus, but she got somebody else paying for hers. She got somebody else paying for hers. But I just want to ask, who has Disney Plus, bro? Because Disney Plus is actually popping. And by popping, it's actually trending. That's another word I use for popping. Popping, trending, this kind of slang words going on. Who has Disney Plus, bro? That's all I want to ask. Who has Disney Plus? Because I know for sure Disney Plus got a lot of throwback movies on there. They got a lot of throwback stuff. Oh, God, I got to log back in. I was trying to go through this joint and tell y'all what movies. Oh, yeah, they got Gargoyles. Remember that TV show, that old 90s show that starred with the actor Keith David? Gargoyles. I hope I'm saying it right because I'm going to be mad as hell if I'm saying it wrong. Because, I'm big on grammar. But I be stuttering my way. But that is all right. I can be stuttering all I want. They have a whole lot of stuff on Disney Plus. One of my closest friends, well, I don't want to say my closest, my good friends. One day on my Snapchat, I said, I'm going to be generous and I'm going to have a limited time of being generous and share my Disney Plus. This Negro here was the first one in my private story tell me, oh, can I have your Disney Plus? I love you forever, no homo. I'm like, bruh, chill. I had that Chadwick Boseman, we don't do that here thing. Yeah, I had that on my private story. I sent that to him too. I said, we don't do that here. Because I love you forever, no homo. It's like, I also did a second one on that too, like a little meme. I put on there, me, I don't hug folks. I mean, not hug folks, but I mean, my dad, I put on there, my dad, he tried to hug me, but I put me above Chadwick Boseman's little speech, his quote. We don't do that here. Don't give me no hug, bro. I don't need your hugs. I'm good. Okay, I already signed in. So on Disney Plus, they got Avatar, The Lion King, Avengers Endgame. That movie was lit. A Force Awakens, Incredibles 2. They got all kinds of stuff. So if you haven't seen some of these movies, or you desperate to see some of these movies, please ask me. I mean, please, like, don't be afraid to ask me because I don't mind sharing. I'm not that generous, but I wouldn't be mind to share my Disney Plus to my listeners, like, for real. I just wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mean. I just wouldn't mind. They got Hello, I Shrunk. I mean, I said Hello. I'd be messing up, I swear. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They got that movie in here. They got The Bride, The Princess Bride. I never seen that actually. I just seen Tron. I just seen Tron like last year, Christmas break though, I think. I just saw Tron for the first time, the original, not the second one. The second one was good too. People said Tron Legacy was trash. In my opinion, it wasn't. That movie was not trash. It was good. Y'all trash. The people that said it was trash, you trash. But I ain't gonna say that, I guess. Whatever. Frozen 2 was good. Onward was good. Soul, bruh, 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 bruh. Hold up, y'all. Soul was a good movie. Jamie Foxx did a magnificent job playing as that actor too. I mean that character. Who else was in that movie? Angela Bassett was in there. A whole tons of actors was in, and actresses was in there. It was a good movie, man. The movie was deep too, man. That's why it's always important to live and learn live the life you wanted to be, because anything can happen in a quick second. You lost all those amazing celebrities, and not only just celebrities, people I know from church, they passed away too, man. Even my dad, like some of his old classmates from high school passed away in their 50s, man. He only like, my dad's like 56, 55, and his classmates passed away in their 50s. Like, bruh. Like, he'd be saying that life is short. So, yeah, life is short. But that movie Soul was so deep, bruh. It was so deep. It's so deep I couldn't even explain it. It's so deep. So deep, so deep. So back to the point. They got 10 Things I Hate About You. That's one of my favorite movies though, on Disney Plus. They got the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Big Hero 6 is my favorite too. They got a lot of stuff, guys. They got a lot of stuff. I was watching what was that other movie? Dr. Doolittle. I was watching Dr. Doolittle. When was I watching it? They don't ever tell you what days you were watching it. Maybe they do. I don't know. So they got a lot of stuff on here if you want to catch up. See what anything, throwbacks, nostalgia, or Disney Plus. They got Big on here with, what's his name? Tom Hanks. Max Keeble. That goes way back, too. All right, guys, last segment. Could Disney Plus actually beat Netflix? Yeah. I don't know. It really depends, because Netflix has been in the game since ever. So they got a chance on beating Netflix, but I think they got a better chance than Hulu, but I don't think so. I think Netflix is number one. Hulu is number two. Disney Plus is number three. They got Crackle and Amazon Prime. I forgot all about Prime. They might beat Prime, though. I think Disney Plus has a chance on beating Prime and Crackle and probably Tubi. But the difference between Tubi and Disney Plus is Tubi is free. That's tough. I don't really know about that one, but we'll see on that. But there was something on Screen Rant. I was reading something on Screen Rant and Tech Radar. They'll explain it way better than I do. 5 reasons why Disney Plus can easily beat Netflix, and 5 why we never can. Netflix has become an indissoluble part of our everyday lives. Will Disney Plus be able to overtake, or will it always play second fiddle? Ooh, it depends though. Netflix quickly took over the film and TV industry with a streaming service that made consuming media content more convenient than ever before. You didn't have to go to a movie theater. You didn't have to go out on a video rent. I ain't finna read all that. I already understand what you're talking about. The future of entertainment. Entertainment had arrived. And they got a lot of stuff in the way. Let me put this on full screen. Can't have all the distractions. This year, Disney will be, what you mean this year? 2020? 2019. They talking about 2019. We already passed that kind of year. This year, Disney will be taking on Netflix with their own streaming service called Disney Plus. How will the streaming war play out? Well, let's take a look. And they got a whole lot of stuff in the way. I'm trying to read what's in front of me. You got Chris Hemsworth and all that other stuff in the way. Can't beat Netflix. Netflix was there from the beginning. That is also true. We're living in the age of streaming. Streaming is the future. It's how we consume media and content now. When people think of streaming, they think of Netflix. The saying is Netflix and chill. There's no Amazon Prime and chill, or Hulu and chill. Those expressions don't exist, bro. They wish they did. Netflix caught lightning in a bottle with their streaming service, completely changing the way people watch TV. Now every company is playing catch up. Disney is just the latest to join the race. Disney will undoubtedly take the world by storm with their streaming service, but Netflix will still be the last word in streaming. Number 9, can beat Netflix. They can beat Netflix. It's cheaper. Of course, as the subscription to Disney Plus will cost just $6.99 plus tax per month. That's what I'm paying, or $69.99 per year. which mathematically is $13.89 a year cheaper than paying monthly. Netflix is more expensive than that, and even the and then the prices keep going up as they sink more and more money into original movies. They spent $90 million on everyone's favorite movie, Bright. For real? While they spent upward of $200 million on Martin Scorsese's latest crime epic. What was that movie called? The Irishman? The basic plan currently stands at $9 a month, while HD viewing on two devices costs $13 a month in the premium plan. Dang, man. Dang. A Disney Plus subscription costs a fraction of that. God dang. They can't beat Netflix. Number eight. People are already subscribed to Netflix. That is also true. My mom has Netflix. My sister has Hulu. I got Disney Plus. And one of them got Prime. I think both of them got Prime, but I use my mom's Prime. The main problem with Disney taking on Netflix is that Netflix has already been around the year. It's like, bro, slow down when you be reading. This always happens to me, bro. It's always happening to me, bro. I'll read all this other stuff later, so let's get to the real thing. Can beat Netflix. Disney's got all the best movies. That is also true. Stars also has all the Disney movies as well. Not all of it, but they got some of the Disney movies as well. But yeah, they can beat Netflix because Netflix don't got a lot of Marvel movies anyway. They got all the Star Wars movies. They got all the Netflix. They got all the MCU movies. So yeah, they probably can beat Netflix. Number six, can't beat Netflix. Disney is for kids. Yeah, well, that's gonna change over time anyway. I presume it's gonna change over time. Number five, can't beat Netflix. Their original content slate is very enticing. Okay, they can. Number four, they can beat Netflix. Disney has plenty of capital. I can see that. Number three, can't beat Netflix. Netflix has a lot more content. Dang, Disney Plus will reportedly consist of around 400 to 500 feature films and a whopping 7,000 episodes of television, which sounds like a lot. However, according to the study, Netflix has more than five times as many TV shows and eight. Do you hear me? Eight times as movies. Bruh. Number two, they can beat Netflix. It's Disney. And number one, they can't beat Netflix. It's trying to beat Netflix. That's the problem. They trying to beat them, man. They trying to. All right. Last source. This is 2020 right here. This is from the Tech Radar. Disney Plus versus Netflix. Who will win? In what world is Disney the underdog? Disney Plus versus Netflix. Basic overview. Who wins that one? Actually, on price wise, Disney Plus versus Netflix. Disney Plus, though. Disney Plus versus features. I mean, versus Netflix on features and user interface. Well, that's kind of. I don't know about that one. I'd probably say Disney Plus, though. Because at least they got Star Wars, National Geographic, Pixar, Marvel, all that other stuff, and including Hulu. Yeah, I think Disney Plus will win based on features or content or whatever they call it. One or the other. I think Disney Plus got a lot of chance to grow, but you can't. I don't think they can beat Netflix. They could probably beat Hulu, but maybe not Netflix. They can definitely beat Prime, though. I think they can beat Prime. That's all I can say about the whole Disney Plus topic. So if anyone has felt any interest on this episode, please listen to my podcast.